Well, Declan, before we tear into the matches involving Fun Harps and Derry City, where both had good wins on Friday night, let's talk about Georgie Kelly yesterday, Saturday. One of the exports from the League of Ireland. What a way to make your debut, score in your debut, and be part of a team that's getting automatic promotion to the Championship.
No, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Making your debut, scoring, scoring a good goal as well, and getting promoted. So big celebrations over there for him and for the team. And what an opportunity it is for him now. So, you know, people probably maybe ask the question why he went to Rotterdam, but there's that's kind of the way is, you know, you're supposed to answer it by now getting into the Championship when you're not in the big boys as such, not in the Premier League. But for him, it's a great opportunity to be playing against top-class players and teams, and hopefully he'll develop into a top-class player.
Yeah, Championship football next year. You've watched Georgie Kelly, Declan. You know the quality of player he is. Is the Championship a league that will suit Georgie Kelly? Can he excel there?
Yeah, that's not. That's, you know, there's a lot of question marks over that. You know, in regards to his ability, there's no doubt he's loads of ability. You know, and there's, you know, you need a run of games. You need a bit of luck, no injuries. You need a manager that supports you and believes and plays to your strengths as a player. His strengths is holding the ball up. But if there's no doubt, if he's got good wingers that play on either side of him and create the opportunities for him, he will score goals. And that's what it's all about at that level. So, you know, you just need a bit of luck. You need a run of games. And hopefully, if he starts scoring goals, you know, the team will benefit and he'll benefit as well personally. And that's what it's all about. But it's an opportunity. We all know he went to UCD, got his education, and now he's a full-time player. And it's a great model for any young lad coming through. And he, you know, he's there now, and he's got an opportunity to develop and to get better. And the longer he's in the game, playing with better players over there as well, he will develop. And he has time on his side as well. So there's a lot of variables there that works very favourable towards him. But you just need a wee break and luck. And you know, but there's no doubt about it. He's a top class centre forward, and hopefully we'll be hearing more things about him in the future.
Yeah, hopefully so. Let's go to the League of Ireland, the top flight on Friday night. Harps winning 1-0 against Shelburne. Second one of the year, first at home. Barry McNamee laid on. Dramatic stuff again at Finn Park. But how big a one is that for Harps, Declan?
Yeah, I think that's a massive one. Especially against the team that you're around probably fighting with. I think, you know, that relegation playoff area is going to be UCD, Finn Harps, draw to Shelburne. So to pick up 6 points, 2-1s against Shelburne. So, you know, and score so late in the game as well. A great strike by Barry McNamee in the 89th minute and gives no opportunity for Shelburne to get back into the game. But it's a big 3 points. Hopefully it'll be an opportunity to kick them on. We need to be getting more ones at home. We need to be making Finn Park more of a fortress. Scoring goals has been a problem all season for us, and hopefully we can score more goals, but also we need to start keeping clean sheets. But it is difficult with the squad that they have. I think the squad's a wee bit weaker than last year's squad, so they will be looking to add more players in July. The transfer window opens up a wee bit to strengthen off the offensive options in the team. But listen, it's a big 3 points. But it's important now we add to that in the future. And we have two big games coming up with Drogheda as well and UCD. So there are two massive games coming up. We were Shamrock Rovers first, then we're home to UCD, and then we're away to Drogheda. So there are massive games that we need to be picking points from both UCD and Drogheda.
Yeah, and Zai went down on Friday night. Looks like he's going to be out long term. More headaches for Ollie Horgan?
Yeah, listen, isn't it funny how it, you know, down through the years that wasn't happening, and then you get one or two and you get more injuries, and that's been probably the hard part because the team's has been very unsettled. A lot of players have been in and out, you know, so that consistency can be hard to get when the players are you have different players playing every week and you're shuffling players around, and sometimes players got to play out of position as well just to make up the numbers, and that's been difficult for them this season, you know. And the squad isn't, as I said earlier, isn't as strong as it was previously, and so it's difficult. But listen, you know, at home they played really well. They didn't get the results probably that they deserved. The performance have been a lot better. But that was an important 3 points, and hopefully that'll give the players more confidence bringing into these two, for me, next three matches of the Shamrock Rovers. UCD for sure, big 6-pointer, and Drogheda away as well. So there are two massive games coming up.
Yeah. Before we talk about Derry, how important was that point of Sligo Rovers? Because obviously that point that they held Shamrock Rovers to benefited Derry at the top of the table, but they came from a goal down, hosting the defending champions. Is that maybe the point now for Sligo that they can maybe start finding a bit of momentum again, Declan?
Yeah, I mean, they have been. I mean, they obviously picked up 3 points in St Park. Even though they kind of staggered over the line in the end, they also picked up 3 points against Drogheda at home and they staggered over the line again. So the performance hadn't been good. I suppose against Shamrock Rovers, Shamrock Rovers were better than Sligo Rovers in the first half and went into a 1-0 lead. Andy Lyon scoring from a set play, and he scored 5 for the season from a left-back position. So he's been a great find for them and great a transfer from Bowes to Shamrock Rovers. He's done excellent for them. So they went 1-0 up, and Sligo kind of huffed and puffed a wee bit, didn't play particularly well in the first half, but they were a lot better in the second half. They got a goal. It was actually a very good goal as well, and Jordan Hamlin scored a good header and then off the post, and from there probably Shamrock Rovers probably took over a wee bit, but overall, I mean, second half performance from Sligo Rovers was a lot better, and for me, Shamrock Rovers have been the best team that I've seen in the League of Ireland this year. They're a bit ahead of Derry, I think, squad-wise. But to be fair, Derry are sticking with them, and they got a big result as well the weekend. But yeah, listen, it's a good point for Sligo Rovers, considering who they're playing against.
Yeah, just on that Derry result, 4-0 winners. Jamie McGonigal's having a brilliant season. He's the league's top goal scorer. He's 9 now. He got 2 on Friday. But going by all reports, the type of football that Derry was playing, particularly in the first half, was outstanding on Friday, Declan.
Yeah, listen, they've just been rolling away. I mean, from the start of the season, they've just kicked on, and they're like a steam train just at the minute. Like, they're scoring goals, and they're not conceding too many goals neither. So they've been very good. And as you say, Jamie's, 9 goals for the season. That's a great start. Like, after, there's only so many games played. So, and that, he's really adding goals. But there's goals from everywhere else as well. We know Will Patchen scores goals. Lauren Boyce scores. And Cameron Dominguez scored as well. He scored an excellent goal off the post, which strikes him out of the box. So they're scoring goals from everywhere. There's loads of confidence. Patrick McElhenney started again as well, so it's good to see him starting. And they just, at the minute, they're just free-flowing. They're playing excellent football. They're really entertaining. And Brandywell, they're getting full houses. So it's just, they've got great momentum. They're playing really well. They've consistency. And again, we chat about Harps and losing players. They don't seem to be losing too many players. I know that Michael Duffy's been injured, but that's probably the only player they've missed. And they've got a real good talent of players there, and whoever comes into that team or whoever plays, they're all consistently playing very well. So it's really good. It's great for to have two teams, both Derry City and Shamrock Rovers, fighting up there. And for me, it's a good race between them two, who's going to win the title.
Yeah, just finally then, on this fight for third position, Dundalk now third and 21 after their victory against Drogheda. They won 4-1, and Bohemians are into that mix for third as well now after their 3-0 win over UCD. So it's Dundalk, Sligo Rovers, St Pat's and Bohemians sitting third to sixth in the table, separated by 3 points. We've got the battle of the top two, but this battle can be very intriguing as well, Declan.
That's the whole thing. I mean, Dundalk have done better. Stephen Donald's come in and they're better this year than they were last year. They're sitting in third. Sligo Rovers are below them, a point below them, and they've St Pat's and Bowes as well got a big 3-0 victory against UCD. So it's going to be very tight for those. And I definitely think it's just been Derry and Shamrock Rovers for the first place, and then after that, for the European place, you're looking at Dundalk, Sligo Rovers, St Pat's, and Bowes probably will push in there in the end, but they haven't been consistently good so far, but they'll probably go through a run of games. They have the players that can cause problems and will score goals. So for me, it's between them, and it's hard to know exactly who's the best out of those, but it's a team obviously that gets the most results, and it'll end up in there. But it's very interesting, and on their day they all can beat each other, and that's the key for the consistency for those teams.
Just finally, can Harps beat Shamrock Rovers at Tala next Friday night? Is that a game that Harps can get something out of?
I think Harps have went up there before and got results, but I think next week could be a difficult one for them. And it's important to go up, obviously, and they will be hard to play against. They've been up there before, and they will make it difficult. They'll probably defend deep, and they'll have a low block on and make limit the space in behind them for Shamrock Rovers. Just the quality the Shamrock Rovers have, and the players pulling all the strings, and Jack Byrne, who was quiet enough against Sligo Rovers, but I expect him to be back to his best next week. And it's very hard to see Finn Harps getting any result up in Tala, but it's more importantly, it's preparing for me as UCD and Drogheda the weeks after.
Okay.
And they are the important games. You don't stay in this league by beating Shamrock Rovers. It's about beating the teams that are around you, and those two games are more important than the Shamrock Rovers game for me.